And now we latch on to a handful of keys. Here it is. From a sergeant, that's murder, ain't it? Well, all right then, let's.
In my path, there's a black snake, but it on my knees I began to crawl. When my right eye winked, on my knees I began to crawl. It will be hell to tell a captain if I catch another man kicking in my soul. A baby by the time being, early in the morning, late every night, has no use of worrying, baby by the days being long. The black snake has got the best goal, you can't roll him from home.
Well, if you haven't guessed, it is going to be New Orleans musicians. Now, they're not all New Orleans musicians, but everything will have a connection to New Orleans one way or another. Because, you know, it is we had the anniversary of the flood. I wasn't here for that. And I've been marking that occasion every year with New Orleans musicians and New Orleans music. And so I'm doing it again, you know, even though this is ought to be my last program. The last one that I did was supposed to be my last one, but I guess they're lined up six deep for this time slot here. This is, I guess, really prime time for disc jockeys, and so they're just a whole bunch of people that have to choose among them which one is going to get this coveted job to get here over here at 3 o'clock in the morning and do this program, whatever program they decide to do. I don't know what that'll be. It'd be nice if they picked up all this music, all this free music, and kept on doing it. But who knows? It'll be whoever gets this slot will decide what it's going to be. But today it's going to be New Orleans, and so we had not Fats Waller's not in New Orleans. You know, starting with A Handful of Keys, he's a New York boy. But Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, Muskrat Ramble. Muskrat Scramble, I think, 1926. And then we had the New Black Snake Blues with Victoria Spivey and Lonnie Johnson. Lonnie Johnson is from New Orleans. I don't think Victoria was from New Orleans, but Lonnie Johnson played the guitar and sang and wrote that piece of music too. And let's, how about Jimmy Noon? He was a New Orleans clarinetist had a unique, his band had a unique sound, very heavy on woodwinds. And here's Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gave Me. No, Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. Jimmy Noon. Thank you. Sorry about that. Just shut down my music. Let's see if we can get it back again here. Having a little, couple of little problems with this, that, and the other thing. Let's see if we can get back to, that was King Oliver we were playing there. Let's see if we can...
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the New Orleans Wanderers with Papa Dip from 1926. Before that, it was Baby Won't You Please Come Home, Eva Taylor and Clarence Williams accompanying on piano. He was one of the original New Orleans jazz musicians. Before that, Jelly Roll Morton, The Pearls, 1926. And before that, King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, New Orleans Stomp, 1923. Louis Armstrong playing second cornet, I believe, in that band. Before that, it was Jimmy Noon, Sweet Lorraine, 1928. And before that, the Dixieland Jazz Band, J-A-S-S. Before they started spelling it with two Z's, One Step, 1917. And before that, it was Jimmy Noon, Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. And before that, to start that set, Lonnie Johnson and Victoria Spivey, New Black Snake Blues, Part 1, 1920. As both the same song on both sides of that particular record. As I mentioned, you know, we're marking the flood in New Orleans in, what is it, 8 years ago now. And the stuff is not about floods, obviously, or even about water. It's about New Orleans musicians, because New Orleans is really, I think, where a good deal of this music had its start. And I'm talking about jazz music and what we know of today as Dixieland. They, I think, called it hot jazz, but we call it Dixieland today. And a lot of great performances. You know, Louis Armstrong, probably the dean of New Orleans music. He's certainly the man that lasted the longest and popularized this sort of music, maybe more than any other. Remember now, we used to call this, or it used to be called, race music. And not because of the speed of it, because it was intended for black audiences. And the only other people that listened to it were enthusiasts. Most of them were musicians themselves, and they loved this music. But it was not for everybody. You know, at first it was for African Americans, by African Americans, and the bands were segregated. Not until 1930 or so was there any mixing of the races in at least on the stage. And in the recording session, eventually, Lonnie Johnson played at one of Lonnie Johnson's, did play with Eddie Lang around 1930 or so, two guitarists of one of each color, something, a big move, you know, and Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby performed together around 1930 or 31, but before that, it was not happening. And so what we're listening to mostly is, there are going to be, you'll hear a few white musicians, but most of them are African Americans, because that's who was performing this music in the 1920s. Here's a Coal Man Blues by Papa Charlie Jackson.
I get up early in the morning.
What for, Papa?
Sweet mama said I go with hurry my heart. Mama, then I go and hurry my
horse. You must be
all the
dirty horse.
Cause I don't want nobody not to be my fault. Then I pull up to the coal pile.
What are you doing then, Papa?
Get me a train of white gold. Then I pull up to the coal pile. Give me a train of white knuckles.
You got him cold now, Papa?
Then I get on my wagon, and I'm a cold, heavenly soul. I ought to tell my wife to call.
How much for a cold?
35 cents a bag. And if you want to know my name, just look.
call. I'm on my way, I'm my best, tell my crew.
Oh, tell it, Papa, tell that crew.
My baby's back home, saving my daddy room. Now a lot of you women, some of y'all ought to be put in jail.
What about all these women like this, Papa?
Now a lot of you women, some of y'all ought to be put in jail.
What are these women like that, Papa?
I'm standing on the corner, trying your best to tell Jean Jill. I got you.
Oh, man.
I'm feeling cold.
Please bring it back, Cole.
I'm feeling cold.
How much your call now?
I'm delivering cold.
Let's be good, Cole.
And
that's cool.
And
bring me a bad breath out of
my soul. I got you. I'm about to go. Baby, baby, baby.
the true ocean send my man away from me. He carried me to the cold house. Lordy, how I was crying. He carried me to the cold house. Lordy, how I was crying. They gave me 60 days in jail and money couldn't pay my fine. Long with you can spend them as you choose. Oh, 6 days ain't long when you can spend them as you choose. But they seem like years in a cell where there ain't no all of misery when I cannot get my boo. My life is all of misery when I cannot get my boo. I can't live without my liquor. Got to have the booze to kill these.
Treat your man right. All the good man.
sure is hard to
Thank you.
Shush, Katie. She got vaccinated with a phonograph needle and talked loud ever after. Just can't shut her up. And that was a group that broke the color line. Clarence Williams, Novelty 4. Clarence Williams, Lonnie Johnson, Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, and Eva Taylor, Clarence Williams' wife, 1928. So that's pretty early for breaking the color line. Before that, it was Johnny Dotts, Black Bottom Stompers, New Orleans Stomp, 1927. Before that, King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, Chimes Blues, from 1923. And before that, Bessie Smith, A Good Man is Hard to Find, from 1927. She was not from New Orleans, but she certainly did perform in New Orleans quite a bit. And it really found her way there around 1920. And before that, it was Ma Rainey, accompanied by Fletcher Henderson, Booze and Blues. She also got her start in New Orleans. Didn't get her start in New Orleans, but she toured, but really got down in New Orleans with the jazz musicians that were there. And she was Bessie Smith's mentor, really. And that was Booze and Blues from 1924. And we started the set with Papa Charlie Jackson, Coal Man Blues from 1927.